is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show on Q105. Here we go. It is a Wednesday. The question is, where is the tree? Froggy, you are in charge of the tree. Can I get a tree update, please?
The tree is on the premises.
Is the tree inside the building? Did you bring
it up? The tree's not in the building.
Did you bring it up the stairs?
No, I might need help with that. I think I might have got a bigger tree than expected.
You got a pound.
You know what kind of tree I got?
Tell me what kind of tree you got.
An orange tree.
You got an orange tree.
A citrus tree. Well, I figured maybe it's fitting. We could grow some oranges.
That's fantastic. As people drive by, they can just go ahead and reach out their window and grab an orange off the tree.
For breakfast.
I mean, the quintessential Florida tree.
You know how many fruit trees I look through? Lemon trees.
No, we don't want
apple trees.
How about lime trees?
Lime trees, I pass right by. Spinach tree, nothing to do with it.
Right. How about a kale tree?
Kale tree. I couldn't see the kale on there. I couldn't tell the difference between the kale and the tree.
Right. What was that, Roxanne?
I said Coop could go pick some oranges for us and squeeze us fresh orange juice.
Oh, that'd be very nice.
The oranges haven't grown yet.
We have. How tall is the tree? What would you guess?
Taller than a midget. Like 5 feet tall.
All right. We have a tree.
I don't know. I got to measure it.
Froggy went to, Lowe's, Home Depot? Where'd you get the tree?
I went to the Home Depot.
All right. So Froggy went to Home Depot. We have a tree. There's a reason why we have a tree in a big plastic, what do you call that? Tub? A plastic.
Does it blow black 1 gallon or five? Is it 1 gallon, 5 gallon?
It is not a 1 gallon. You don't have a 6 foot tree or 5.5 foot tree in a 1 gallon bucket.
Maybe it's 3 gallons.
Yeah, it's like a shrub or tree, black round plastic tub that.
There's got to be an easier name for it. There's
definitely a name for it, but you know when you go to the nursery or whatever, and you need to get a tree or a shrub that it comes in the round plastic barrel tub. Why are we not
pot?
Like, pot, is that it? Pot. Oh,
thank you, Roxanne.
Plastic pot.
Oh, pot. Yeah, Froggy should have known that.
That thing was whipping me in the face on the way in this morning. I got to get that out of my truck.
All right, so Froggy has the tree. Why do we have a tree? We'll explain coming up in just a bit. Oh, and there'll be photographic and maybe even some video evidence of this during the course of the show, so stand by. And Fester, you brought in a shovel.
It's a nice new shovel.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Hold on, is that brand new?
So, like, 3 weeks ago, I'm at home and I'm like, I don't have a shovel. Nice I need shovel. To go buy a I want a shovel.
So who doesn't have a shovel?
You went and bought a shovel, but you didn't need a shovel specifically at that time. You just said randomly, I don't have a shovel. I better go get a shovel.
Like 2 years ago.
It's so unused.
That shovel is brand new. Yeah, that shovel has never, ever been used. It looks like you just peeled the sticker off the.
The sticker's still on it.
That should be hanging on a display.
And this was, I got it at Harbor Freight for like $12.
That is brand
I prefer
new.
The shovels that are pointy. That's very flat at the top. You can't like dig into the ground.
Yeah, that's a flat. Why didn't you get a spade?
Because
shovel.
I thought I wanted a scraping shovel.
That's a scraping shovel.
Yeah. Big
not
square
a, not
front.
A shovel. It's a shovel.
That's wow. A good shovel.
Yeah.
It'll be perfect for what we need it for.
All right, we have a shovel. We have a tree. What? Stop banging the shovel around. What are we going to do with the tree? Well, you'll find out during the course of the.
Sorry.
Dude, what are you? Come on.
You almost crushed my foot.
Sorry.
Dude, don't drop the shovel.
Sorry.
Break the new shovel.
Stop it with shovel.
I'm putting it in the corner. Stop.
All right.
Don't touch it.
Coop, our producer here on the show. He's all wigging out. He just walked in like a few minutes ago. He wasn't here to do any of the pre-studio setup.
Where was he?
I don't know. So, Coop, what's your story? Why were you...
Guys, when I told you I flung out of bed this morning when I woke up because I was so late. Oh, it was a horrible start to my day.
What time do you typically get here in the morning?
I wake up at 4:15.
Yep.
So I can get here at 4:30.
Well, you can, what?
What?
I mean, no, wait. Sorry, I'm still trying to wake up. I wake up at 4:15.
So I can be here by 4:20.
No, I wake up at 4:15. I can get here by 5, but I can have like a nice like start to my morning, so I can be nice and slow.
So a nice leisurely, a paced kind of
not rushed.
Yeah, drink my coffee.
A relaxed, tempered wake up instead of a
exactly. And that's what I did this morning.
What happened?
So then my alarm wakes me up, and I'm there.
You're saying this morning you did...
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. So I wake up at my normal time. I even read your prep email so I can, you know, see what's going to go on today.
Yeah, I send an email to Coop every night with audio bites. What do you mean, aw?
Sweet. That's like the last thing he sees before he goes to bed is you.
No, he sees it when he wakes up.
No, you. The last thing you see is your email to Coop.
So, Coop gets my email, and then you come in early in the morning, and then you pull all the audio bites that I want for the show.
Exactly. Very good. Then all of a sudden, boom, I'm back to sleep. And then
Wait a second. What? Your alarm went off at...
I set like 8 alarms, so my alarm went off.
And then you ignored all of your alarms?
I slept right through them.
And went back to sleep?
I must have. I didn't do it on purpose. I just fell right to sleep.
You're overworked.
What time did you go to bed last night? Were you up later than usual that has affected your rhythm?
Not really, but I do have a theory. I think what Roxanne mentioned was the full moon earlier this week.
Oh, geez, God. Stop it with
this. Go to that anytime you want, babe.
So then anyway.
Stop.
Anyway, it was that female you had in your bed keeping you up all night.
Stop with the full moon stuff.
So anyway.
Or as Oprah would say. Okay, go ahead.
I wake up at 5:40.
That's not good.
That's really not good because the show starts at 6.
Yeah. So you have none of my audio pulled.
None of your audio pulled. I'm not dressed, guys.
Yeah,
I'm not even wearing socks today.
I come in this morning and the studio is totally dark. Nothing's been done. Coop's producer room lights are off.
I'm like, sure that went good.
I'm like, oh geez, where the hell is Coop?
Ew, Coop, did you shower? You smell?
I didn't shower. I didn't brush my teeth. I came straight to work. I think I'm wearing the same shorts I wore yesterday.
Gross.
So you had the radio panic going on.
The first time I've had radio panic. That was the first time that's come true.
Radio late panic from Coop. All right. And we got a tree in the studio and Fester's dropping shovels everywhere. All right. Just getting rolling. What are we going to do with the tree? We'll explain. It's the MJ Morning Show. Just getting rolling. Busy morning here on Q105. Back in a second. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105, and Froggy just brought the tree in. It's not a tree, it's a shrub. Oh, boy. So this has gone awry. My concept, my bit is already spoiled. It's ruined. I'll have a couple of leaves sticking up out of the hole, Fester.
I mean, maybe it's just postponed 24 hours. We have to get a more substantial tree than this.
Did you not? I told you to get a tree.
Yeah.
And you didn't get a tree. You pawned it off to Froggy. And I think you knew the concept of the bit, but you pawned the bit off on Froggy. And Froggy, I don't think, fully understood. And Froggy comes in with a little orange tree that's maybe, I don't know, 3.5 feet high. And the hole is like 2 feet deep, at least.
Its branches look like palm fronds.
It's almost a sapling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a small tree shrub. This is not going to pull. All right, here's the deal, folks. This is the MJ Morning Show plot and plan with the tree. Here in St. Petersburg, where our Q105 studios are located, in the Koger Executive Plaza, we're off of, you know, 4th Street. in between what, 4th and, what is that, is that MLK over there, yeah, right?
But in between 4th and 9th, south of Gandy.
Right, just south of Gandy, that's the office park with all these office buildings, and that's where we're located. And on one of the streets, is this a city street out here, or is this private office park street? Do we know? Do we have any idea?
I don't know, because we're in an entire complex.
We are. It is, yeah, I've got a complex inside the complex.
I want to think that it's private property.
I don't know. The street signs appear to be like city signs. I don't know. Anyway, for like 3+ weeks now, there is a sinkhole not far from the parking lot entrance on the main street. And the sinkhole is in the middle of the street. And it's caved in. Now, they've put a couple of Bob's roadside barricades over the hole and next to the hole so you don't drive into the hole. And the hole, I would say, is probably a little larger than a basketball in diameter. So take a basketball, place it down, make it maybe, I don't know, 6 inches more, and that's about how big the hole is. And I saw the story down in, was it Sarasota, Venice, Fort Myers? There was a story about a pothole in a neighborhood, and it wasn't getting any attention. And bring up that story so we can get the exact location. I mean, see, that's a tree.
Well, he planted a banana tree.
Scroll down. Let me see this headline. Florida man plants a banana tree in a pothole in the middle of the road. This was back on September 13th, Fort Myers. Brian Raymond of Fort Myers has filled many potholes on his street. Tired of it, he put a banana tree into the latest gravel fissure. Officials say it's a private road and is not their problem. All right, so let me see the picture. Scroll down.
We go back.
Yeah.
There we go. Here it is. I mean, he got a substantial banana tree.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a private road. It looks like a... Anyway, the guy literally planted a tree, put mulch around it and everything. So with the sinkhole that we have here in front of our radio complex, I said, hey, listen, the guy down at Fort Myers, he planted a tree in the road. I said to Fester, go get a tree. Let's plant it in the road. Maybe that'll get the attention and we'll get the pothole, the sinkhole filled. Because it's like 2 or 3 feet deep, this thing.
Amazingly, nobody has whipped around the corner and has plowed into those Bob barricades. Because they're not...
Watch, the minute we put a tree there, somebody will plow into the tree.
Oh my God, the liability.
Still liability.
Well, this tree is small enough that they won't get hurt.
Well, first of all, I told Fester yesterday, I said, Fester, go get a tree to put in the hole. If anything, it'll make for some good video and pictures for the website and some good morning yak. So he pawns off the tree onto Froggy.
He has a truck.
Yeah, because Froggy has a pickup truck. Guess what? You could have put this shrub in your trunk.
You could have put it in your glove box.
We didn't need a pickup truck for the shrub that Froggy brought
in. It's not a shrub. It's going to be a big, beautiful orange tree. Just give it a couple weeks.
Give it a couple of years. A
couple of decades.
In 20 years, it'll be a nice, big tree producing fruit.
What'd you say to me? You called me and you go get a small tree.
I said a cheap, small tree. Yeah, I had no idea trees were that size.
Well, you got to tell them to get a 6-foot tree. Go get
cheap, small, potted tree is what he told me. I did my job. In the end, this is Fester's fault.
Your tree that you brought in is real. It's shrub size.
It's not a shrub. Have you ever seen an orange shrub?
It looks like a shrub.
You know what's amazing is when you go to Home Depot to buy a tree, they're not fully grown.
I know that, Froggy.
They're babies.
I got it. I understand that.
So that's a baby tree. No, but it's going to grow into a big, luxurious orange tree.
You needed to go to a nursery or something.
Are you insane? A nursery?
Yes. Or
I got to go to Tree Mart today.
I'm sure they had a larger tree at Home Depot than this. Literally.
I'm not paying $500 for a bit.
Folks, let me tell you right now that if this little tree that Froggy brought in was just 6 inches shorter, it would be classified as a shrub.
You better put it in that. It should be put in the hole just to see what it looks like.
All right. Well,
put it in the hole with the pot.
All right. As soon as the sun comes up, we'll have Fester go out live on the air and we'll put the shrub in the hole.
It's not a shrub, it's a tree.
The whole thing's gonna disappear. We're gonna have like
we're
gonna have like 2 leaves sticking out from the pavement.
Yeah, if there's even a little tiny tropical storm, that thing's gone.
Oh my God. No, no, tropical storm. How about just how about wind?
If somebody coughs on that thing, it's going to be blown away.
How about an afternoon rain shower?
I think the wind from the car passing, it's going to blow it away.
My God. You know, if you want something done around here, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hey, folks, MJ here with Roxanne and Fester and Froggy Coop, who's all frazzled, ran late today, just arrived at Showtime. He's all flipping out still. Morons in the news momentarily, just a little bit of sad news. We all knew this was going to happen. It was totally expected. In the Gabby Petito case, the coroner in Wyoming confirmed that it was her. I mean, there was certainly a degree of confidence for the authorities to come out and say that a body had been found that was consistent with her. For that to come out and, you know, rattle and traumatize the family, they were pretty certain they knew it was her. And of course, the autopsy came out yesterday with, some detail that it was homicide. So
Haven't told us how, no, just that it was definitely homicide.
It's not a natural death. So it's a homicide, and they're not revealing the type of homicide. And I believe they know. I believe that the coroner, the police, that they know, the feds, they're just not revealing the cause of Gabby Petito's death. And then I guess it's all clear on the wildlife camera sighting of a guy. How many miles away is Okaloosa County from here? Like 300-400 miles away.
Okaloosa's up in the Panhandle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Do a Google map thing. Just tell me from here to Okaloosa County. So the story came out that some guy posted on social media a clip from his wildlife camera from his, I don't know whether it's his backyard or whatever the story. How many miles is it?
435.1 from downtown Tampa to the border of Okaloosa County.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yeah, well, it goes all the way up 75 to I-10 around Big Bend.
Baker is where he was spotted, right?
Well, it's past Panama City, and it's really Okaloosa's, you know, not far from Pensacola.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Pensacola is right next to Alabama, Mobile. So, that's far. But how many hours is that? 7-hour drive?
Just about 6.5.
6.5-hour drive. So, this dude, this guy has one of those wildlife cameras, you know, where motion will capture like the deer in the woods or whatever. So, this guy in Okaloosa County, this guy captures a guy hiking with a backpack, and suddenly it's got to be Brian Laundry, the suspect in the whole Gabby Petito situation. So what, any schmo walking through the woods, what, anywhere in Florida or anywhere in America? Oh, my God, I think we got a Brian Dirty Laundry sighting. Anyway, we'll get into this in much more detail later on, but the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Department is now saying, we're clearing that report. It's not Brian Laundry.
When was he last seen? Because if he just walked there, it would take him like 7 days to get there.
He was last seen like a week ago.
He didn't hitchhike or take any buses. Just walking would be about a 7-day walk.
He walked from Northport all the way to Okaloosa County. Nah, but listen, the deal is, where the hell is this Brian Laundry guy? Has he deliberately disappeared? Is this a big decoy that he told his parents he was going hiking? Yeah, let's see. I'm a person of interest in the disappearance of my missing fiance. I'm going to go on a hike in the Carlton Reserve, 25,000-acre wildlife.
Yes. Okay, honey, have fun.
Okay, according to Google Maps, and I click walking.
Oh, no. So now,
from Northport, Florida,
to Okaloosa County is how long?
Well, it's a 152-hour walk. 468 miles.
152 hours.
About a week?
For 5 days?
Six days. That's
6 days?
Yeah, about 6-7 day walk.
to walk.
Take some breaks and stuff.
Well, I guess he could have done it. The guy hasn't been seen. The deal is, did he hurt himself? Is he dead? Is he out of the country? Where the hell's this Brian Laundry? We're ever going to find out where Brian Laundry is. But the update now is, and I'll get into this in much more detail later on, the wildlife camera, guy posted it on like social media. Is like, hey, could this be Brian Laundry? What, any grainy black and white photo in the middle of the night with some dude walking? That's going to be what? Brian Laundrie? No. So the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office posted a message on their Facebook page confirming that it was checking out the report. A few hours later, deputies said nothing of note was located. Yeah, so they've cleared the situation. Yeah, hey, man, I just saw a guy walking to a bus stop on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. Hey, it was a black guy, but it could be
him.
It could be Brian Laundrie.
Could be him. Yeah.
Who's a white dude?
Hey, you never know.
Never know. All right, morons of the news. Karma. Yeah, this is a little double entendre here. Karma. What do you think this is about if I'm talking about morons of the news and karma?
No clue.
All right.
The only car that comes to my mind is Fester's car.
All right.
So it's obviously some guy's getting his just desserts, and it has to do with a car.
Where the hell did Froggy go?
Froggy ran out with a coughing fit.
Really?
Yeah, well, we were talking about the suspect you may or may not have seen going to the bus stop on 4th Street a little bit ago. Froggy started hacking a lung up out in the hallway.
Oh, man. Maybe it's all that marijuana smoking he's doing. That could be
scary. Maybe.
All right, listen to this. This is out of Harrison, New York. This is Westchester County. A guy died after being pinned under a car while attempting, apparently, to steal a catalytic converter. You know, that's a big deal. You know, thieves going to car lots and ripping off catalytic converters. It's the model before catalytic converter, so it runs good on regular gas. That's the Bluesmobiles, folks.
So what is a catalytic converter?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked.
It's a car part.
Know.
It's a car part. So it's underneath the car, a catalytic converter. That was used when fuel went from leaded to unleaded, I believe. Give me the actual definition of a catalytic converter. Oh, here we go. A catalytic converter is an emissions control device that helps remove harmful greenhouse gases from a vehicle's exhaust. The catalytic converter is the second component in a vehicle's exhaust system, blah, blah, blah.
You want to know why they're stolen?
Well, because there's like platinum or there's like a... I think
the precious metal, the palladium.
Is it palladium or
platinum?
Palladium,
rhodium, and platinum.
Yeah, there you go. So there are trace amounts of precious metals that are used in these catalytic converters. So that's why I guess they get stolen for that.
But also car thieves know that there's a strong demand from repair shops.
Right.
If they want to save money on them.
I think that's more of the deal. I think the amount of, I think it'll take 2 million catalytic converters to get like one ingot of rhodium or platinum or whatever. But listen to this. You want to talk about karma? Guy dies being pinned under a car. Harrison Police up in Westchester County, New York, said someone reported a man's body next to a car jack underneath a parked car yesterday morning. They said the man apparently was in the process of ripping off the catalytic converter when the jack slipped or malfunctioned, pinned him under the car. Firefighters and police responded to the scene. The man was pulled from under the car and pronounced dead.
Oh, it's a horror movie.
There you go. That is called karma. Karma.
With a C.
Cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the guy was trying to steal. Guy's trying to steal catalytic converters, and then he ends up getting crushed by the car because it fell on him. That's called instant karma.
That was actually his last word.
Karma! Yeah, I mean, catalytic converter theft is huge. All right, hold on. Morons in the news. You know, a little more on catalytic converters in the next segment. And seriously, and all the theft. Because there's more to the story, which I want to get to. But morons in the news, Chunk 2 continues next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
One last thing on Froggy's back from his coughing fit. You okay, buddy?
Yeah, it's the coffee in here. Sometimes it's happened twice where the coffee makes me puke.
Oh, wait a minute. So the coffee is making you cough?
The coffee goes down the wrong pit.
It is called coffee.
I get it. Nice.
Yes.
Well, this is more of chokey.
Is it, it's not one of those little tickles you get in your throat. Is it one of those?
I think it has to do with my bad history of bleeding ulcers in my stomach and caffeine going there immediately in the morning without breakfast. Yeah.
Froggy, during the last segment, I looked over. I wanted to ask Froggy a question. He's gone. And then Fester says, yeah, he left with a coughing fit. But I guess you left your coughing fit, or you kept your coughing fit kind of quiet. I didn't really.
Yeah. I ran out of the studio.
Yeah,
I thought he was just offended by the catalytic converter talk.
Oh yes. My god,
that offended me as well.
Froggy, you've been gone for like 10 or 12 minutes.
Froggy's very touchy.
I'm good. I puked up all my coffee, so now I'm tired again.
All right, fantastic. All right, so Froggy, a coughing fit and all kinds of medical issues back in the studio. One other thing on the catalytic converters.
Oh god,
is this true? Thefts from vehicles jumped 9.2% during 2020, I guess during the pandemic. Wow. And is this, wait a minute, 873,000 catalytic converters have been stolen in the last year? Is it, come on, really?
A hot commodity.
In 2020, 873,080 catalytic converters were stolen. All right. The morons in the news story we did in the last segment was a guy up in New York yesterday trying to steal a catalytic converter. It's an emissions device underneath a car. He was jacking up the car. Something happened. The car fell on top of him, killed the guy. So he's trying to steal a catalytic converter from a karma, instant karma. And that's why we're talking about catalytic converters. Holy moly. All right. Local story. This is just idiotic. When are people going to realize that if you shine a laser pointer at a helicopter, a police helicopter, or any type of aircraft, they're going to hunt for you?
I have a good buddy who flies a helicopter for the sheriff's office,
yeah.
And he said it's so easy to find the person see you.
Wrong way? Who is it?
Well, my buddy Chris from high school. You don't know him.
All right, yeah.
But he flies the helicopters, right. And he said if you shine a light at them, he can find you, zoom in on your eyeball if he wanted to find where you are and come get you.
Well, they've got those cameras. They've got those heavy duty night vision cameras. I've been up in the Hillsborough County.
He said you can't get away with it these days.
Yeah, I've been up in the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office chopper a couple of times.
Forget that.
For night rides, and it's amazing what they can do. This is a local story. Men accused of targeting Tampa Bay area helicopters with lasers. You schmucks. They both have been arrested. You are going to get caught. When you shine a laser pointer, let's say at a police chopper, at a police helicopter, they will turn the cameras, they'll zoom in, they can see you, they'll put the night vision on, they can see exactly where you are, they can see what building you go into.
They'll zoom into your mailbox and get your address.
They know where they are.
Of course.
Okay. And then they'll send units, right there, they'll bust you. So, again, idiots. Do not shine laser pointers at helicopters or aircraft. Yeah, this was really a huge problem over, maybe 5-10 years ago?
Early 2000s, it was a big deal.
Yeah, and then it kind of petered off a little bit, but you still hear about this from time to time. And here are two boneheads.
What are you trying to do, bring down the chopper? Like, what's the point?
Arrests in two separate cases. These guys were not working in moron bonehead. It wasn't a consortium here. These idiots were running independently. The first one, Tampa Police helicopter, was flying over I-4 at the 275 interchange right there. And this was back on September 17th. And the pilots were hit with a green laser pointer. Oof. And the laser beam was traced to downtown. The TPD chopper went, first of all, they quickly moved to make sure the pilot's vision wasn't affected. Then officers aimed the camera to the location where they believed the laser was, and within seconds, they were hit again with the green laser. And they're able to pinpoint precisely where it's coming from. They're able to laser target where the laser's coming from.
You're only giving them the biggest clue as to where you are by launching a laser.
It's like a dotted line right to where you are.
I see you're right there.
Exactly.
I know where you are now.
Oh, my God.
So, and it seems like something you'd really have to plan out. Like, you have to go buy the laser, then you have to be at the right spot when they're flying by.
Yeah, I just have it on you all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew a guy that carried a laser all the time and thought he was, like the coolest kid.
And
it was Hurricane.
The next day, a Cessna was flying over Tampa International Airport and was hit with a green laser. And
stop?
They were able to pinpoint the house from which the laser was being used. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office arrested Dhaneshwar Dhaneshwar Sahadio, 33. He was arrested. So we've got two different arrests here with two different laser pointer issues right here in Tampa. Do not point. You know what? Use your laser to make the dog or cat run around the house.
No, that's not even, that'll ruin your dog. My parents' dachshund it turned into an idiot dog because of a laser pointer.
It turned into a pug when it smashed its face up against the wall.
It's just, no, it became like spastic and lost control of its like
bowels.
Oh, eyes. No. Like it was always looking for a laser all the time.
Oh my.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Morning, everybody. MJ here with Roxanne and Fester Froggy. And moments ago, I mentioned, I'm very excited, today is the Fester Beautification Project. And this was actually put on hold because Fester had to go to Pennsylvania to sell RVs for a week for the second largest RV show in America. Because Fester, is this your full-time gig or is this your part-time job working on the MJ Morning Show?
I go back and forth on that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Depends on your week.
I mean, listen.
Money-wise, last week was good.
Yeah. One job makes five times as much as the other. Which one's the full-time job?
I think it's the RV sales, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Fester, the morning show is a side hustle.
This is hanging out with my friends and I have some gas money.
This is Fester's side hustle. His real job is selling RVs for General RV. Folks, if you need an RV from like a little trailer all the way up to like those million-dollar jobbers, anywhere in between, you need an RV, email Fester. Fester@MJMorningShow.com. Likely your neighbor. Hey, I'm thinking about getting an RV. You ought to say, hey, Fester from the MJ Morning Show, he works for General RV.
Or, go down and visit him at General RV.
What are those vans? I like those van ones that you sell, that you were selling at the show. Those things look comfortable.
Those B-vans?
They're awesome.
Is that like a Sprinter van conversion dealie?
A Sprinter van, a ProMaster.
That's my style.
Yeah, that was real nice.
How much are those?
A lot.
Okay. All right, so Fester, I wanted to do this last week, and so did the account executive for the Zero Res account. And of course, you know, one of our sponsors, one of our clients here on the morning show, you hear me do commercials for Zero Res.
Right.
Best carpet cleaners around. They've been around for years and years and years. Zero Res is coming in this morning to clean
up his back hair? What the hell?
Yes, they have a new back hair removal device.
Right, that's not funny because they use like boiling water.
What are they going to do to Fester?
You know what? Hold on, let me point something out. Fester's back hair is like carpet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
like you said, they're going to do a beautification project with high res to Fester. I'm just thinking they're going to blast his hair. Right.
So I did tease this moments ago. I said it's the Fester Beautification Project.
My back hair has mites as well.
Comb it.
The Fester Beautification Project is his car, and I've ridden in Fester's car numerous times, and I've complained that the carpet stains are unfreaking believable. Now, Coop, can you go back to our archives? Can you go back way down on our website? Can you bring back up the post from months and months ago about the carpet stains that I took pictures of in Fester's car?
Yeah, let me go digging.
We had so many, we played Name the Stain.
We played Name That Stain with the stains in Fester's car. And this morning, Zero Res Carpet Cleaning, they're coming in about an hour. They're going to the parking lot. They're bringing their big carpet cleaning truck out. And they are going to remove the stains from Fester's car because it is a horror show inside.
Getting pretty bad.
Right. What are we going to say, Rox?
I was just going to say it's not going to be fun to ride with him anymore because that's how you pass the time.
Exactly. You know what? I'm going to bring a black Sharpie I'm going to connect the stain dots and see if it like does a picture or something.
What's that test, MJ, where they show you a blot?
Rorschach ink blot test.
Rorschach is the ink blot test. Yes.
I mean, I'm really going to be testing out the Zero Res because I've got like 2-year-old coffee stains in there.
And remember the grape jelly one?
Dirt stains? When my grape jelly spilled all over the place?
The cigar stains?
I mean, they can't get the cigar burns out, but they probably get the ash out.
No, they can't get the burns out. They can't replace the holes.
Yes, Coop.
All right, the pictures are back up on MJMorningShow.com. Right. I totally forgot how bad these were.
Yes, hello. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, if you want to take a look, go to MJMorningShow.com, MJMorningShow.com. Remember, Fester gave me a ride a couple of times to work.
Let's get stuff straight.
When we had some car issues, and Fester has picked me up, and I've just noticed, not in the morning, because in the morning it's dark when he picks me up to go to work, but when Fester has brought me home after the show at 10 a.m., and it's totally light outside, I'm like, oh my God. Man, look at the stains of this car. So I started taking pictures, and a couple of months back, we posted these on our website, and they are horrific. Go to MJ Morning Show.
Ew.
You heard Coop just say, man, I forgot how bad these were.
They're disgusting.
This one looks like Gorbachev's head.
It does. So zero res carpet cleaning. They're coming in next hour, and they're going to remove the stains from Fester's carpet in the car. So that is the Fester Beautification Project, ladies and gentlemen.
This is very exciting.
It is exciting.
I'm really happy about this.
Go look at the pictures. If you feel bad about how messy your car might be, you'll feel better about yourself.
Oh, there's no way your car is worse than Fester's car. Go look. MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. And see if you can name that stain.
I mean, if there was a dead body in your car or something, if there was like tons of blood, it would be worse than my car.
All right. 7:15. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Roxanne, question for you. Would you spend $10,000 on a dating coach?
No, I would not. However, I would get paid $10,000 if I was a dating coach. I would accept that money. And since you teased this segment, I've already been Googling how I can switch careers and become a dating coach.
Whoa. Hold on a minute. So yes. Repeat what you just said, please. Not about switching careers, the first part.
No, I would not pay that much.
But Roxanne wants to open a dating business.
Open it, yes.
Now that you've given her the idea. You know, this sounds a lot like the Will Smith movie.
Hitch.
Yeah. That's right. Remember?
I never saw Hitch.
It was horrible.
Yeah, Hitch was not. I believe the reviews were so bad that Hitch was not on my view list.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like the third best Will Smith movie ever.
Oh, really?
It's like Independence Day, the other one, and Hitch.
Here's the deal. There's a woman by the name of Amy Noble. Amy Noble is New York City based, and she's a dating coach. And for $10,000, she'll coach you. She'll give you 4 months of coaching. And she's got something called the 3-4 rule. And that's knowing 4 key tenets about a prospect by the third date. So that's the 3-4. Third date, 4 key things about. And that if you hone in, if you focus on this, that this may save you a whole lot of time and energy. She'll charge you $10,000. She says that her dating filtering method to find the right person is foolproof. All right, first of all, when anyone says something is foolproof, that's like a recipe for disaster, you know? Oh, it's a foolproof, yeah, okay.
Can't figure this out.
Is there a money-back guarantee?
Yeah, really. Called the 3-4 rule because her method requires singles to learn 4 key principles about their potential dating prospect or their long-term relationship prospect by the end of the third date. So by the end of the third date, you got to know, you got to have these 4 principles down pat. And according to this woman, for 10 grand, this method allows daters to assess chemistry and long-term compatibility. All right, so let's go over the four tenets of a, by the way, that's not a tenant, like I'm a tenant in an office building or I'm a tenant in an apartment complex. That would be tenet.
Okay, I'm your tenant. I rent that duplex from you.
Give it to us. What are you going to pay her 10 grand for?
So here are the deals. Here are the four things, exactly. All right, first element, chemistry, means that you feel some sort of connection, whether physical or intellectual. She says that chemistry can feel like the, quote, just a knowing that there's some sort of connection. Right, first of all, I need to pay 10 grand for that. Duh. I mean, yeah, all right. Number two.
Our pheromones tell us if there's chemistry or not.
The second tenet of core values will be different for each single, according to her. These categories include family planning, career goals, personal goals, religion, and any other lifestyle choices and plans that could involve a partner. It's also important to know a date's emotional availability and maturity. All right, it's number three. Says that a person who can articulate their feelings about themselves and their relationships consistently embodies this trait. All right, you got it? That's three. Now, number four, finally.
Yes, they have four teeth.
All right, finally, number four, it's important that a prospect is ready for a relationship in the current moment. If a date doesn't check all of these four boxes, it's a sign. I saw the sign that you need to move on, that this person is not right for you. So when she explains the 3-4 rule to new clients, it sounds like she's just giving us everything we need to know.
Yeah.
Here.
I'd be like, this is the most generic thing ever. Give me my money back.
$10,000, please.
It is pretty generic. Wait a minute. You can't meet people online, and even without her principles, you can't meet somebody and date, and first of all, know on the first date whether there's any potential smolder of possibility here. Come on.
Well, I do think people are kind of wonky after being in lockdown and not having normal interactions. So maybe that's how she's reaching her market. Now, people forgot how to interact and communicate.
When you're saying wonky, are you talking about people's behavior being wonky or somebody that has that wandering wonky eye? Is that
both?
All right.
Both are. Yep. A lot of that going around.
Would you date a man with a wonky eye, Roxanne?
I would not date a man with a straight eye. And I would only date Doug if he had a wonky eye. Only wonky eyes.
Good answer. Anyway, dates 1 and 2, discuss your career and relationships. Date 3, time to talk about family and deal breakers. By the third date, you can get into more specifics about relationship deal breakers, like family planning. You know, you want kids, they don't want kids. Maybe he doesn't have a wiener. I don't know. Marriage, communication styles. So that's...
Okay. What's going to happen is you go to her and she's going to give you this 3-4 tenets. And
I just said that
to make you mad. And so it's the rental tenants, she's going to give them to you.
I'm going to evict your tenants. in about 2 seconds.
And then there's going to be no one left in your dating pool because you're going to be eliminating people every time you go on a date with them for not meeting these criteria.
I don't think you need this. Are we all in agreement that you don't need to spend $10,000 for that?
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
All right. I got a phenomenal email last night. I want to thank Laura. Laura has made me aware of this bizarre situation at the Sarasota County School Board meeting yesterday afternoon. This, folks, wait until you hear this audio. This is crazy. This is nuts. So Laura writes, hey, love the MJ Morning Show is back. I just found you guys last week when I hit the scan button on my radio. That's fantastic.
We can't rely on that, though.
I know.
The scan button?
Yeah.
Come on.
Kind of need some billboards some TV spots.
Listen, with people hitting their scan button at least once a year, they'll find us eventually.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So Laura writes, she was watching the Sarasota County School Board meeting, blah, 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 and my jaw dropped when this insane lady started spouting a conspiracy theory about masks, the kids, and the school system. She says her jaw dropped. Here's the YouTube link. So she sent me the YouTube link to the Sarasota County school board meeting from yesterday afternoon. Coop, how long is this thing? A minute and what?
Yeah, it's about over a minute.
Oh. All right, so this is a woman goes up to speak at the Sarasota County School Board meeting. Thank you, Laura. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for the audio. Listen to this. Imagine, you know, you got the big dais. You have all the school board members sitting up there. You know, you got the audience. You can go up to the podium and then speak. And, you know, whether it's a city council meeting, whether it's a school board meeting. Listen to this. This woman is unidentified. We don't know who she is, but here she is.
Hello. My name is Heather Huddleston. I am a mother of a 16-year-old kid that I've already pulled from your indoctrination camp. But anyways, I'm here to talk about this whole mask thing. This is absolutely ridiculous. Let me go back to what masks really are. They are a sexual fetish for all of y'all that is in tune with pedophilia. That's what the mask is about. That's why you want our kids masked, because y'all are pedophiles. Look at what a sexual fetish is. It's masking people, okay? You're literally have this sexual fetish with masking our children. This is disgusting. You're not only that, you're teaching pedophilia in our schools, which is absolutely disgusting, starting in first grade. Y'all need to, all of y'all, except probably two, need to be completely de-seated off that board. And when elections come, we will take y'all's seats out. Because this is ridiculous. And to the parents, y'all need to pull your kids in droves out of these indoctrination camps.
Please,
that's what this
please,
is about.
Please, please bring your comments to the board, please, not the audience.
So that's what I have to say about your mask mandate, is it has to do with y'all's pedophilia fetish. Thank you.
Oh my God. What? And our next speaker, the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
Who is this lady?
Well, she gives her name.
She does.
Yeah, but she gives her full name.
But we don't know really who
she is. She's the mother of a 16-year-old who she pulled out of the indoctrination camp.
We don't know really who she is, like, you know, what she does for a living.
She sounds like a lovely person.
We have her name, because her name is what?
Hello. My name is Heather Huddleston.
Heather Huddleston. Yeah, maybe her father invented the Hubble telescope. No, I don't know.
No, because a telescope is just an indoctrination for a sexual device.
It is phallic.
You can see very far with that. Yeah.
What is this woman talking about? I mean, that is insane. Coop, our producer, do you have a theory?
Well, my favorite part is when she goes, all of y'all, well, actually, except for two of you.
Y'all need to, all of y'all, except probably two, need to be complete.
Can I be one of those?
Who are the two? And wait, they're not in on the sexual fetish?
I don't like you. I don't like you. Y'all are cool, not you.
So how does she identify which two are not in on the sexual fetish, mask-wearing pedophile scheme down in the Sarasota County Public Schools?
I wanted to hear more about how she ties together mask-wearing with pedophilia.
Well, she says it's like a sexual fetish. It's a mask.
I don't know how, like
the Gimp.
Your question is valid. I don't know how she makes the leap. It's nuts. I mean, this lady sounds like she's. Can you imagine?
I think she's thinking too much.
Can you imagine living in the same house with this woman?
Hello. My name is Heather Huddleston. I am a mother of a 16-year-old kid that I've already pulled from your indoctrination camp.
Indoctrination camp.
But anyways, I'm here to talk about this whole mask thing.
Mom, what were you going to say, Mom?
Stop, Mom. You're embarrassing me. I want to be with my friends.
Absolutely ridiculous. Let me go back to what masks really are. They are a sexual fetish for all of y'all that is...
Mom, stop! 16-year-old son's all embarrassed.
Well, he's already been yanked. I guess he won't be embarrassed because he's already been yanked out of the indoctrination camp known as the Sarasota Public Schools.
So here's a...
He's going to miss the field trip.
Here's a Tampa Bay Times article. Here's a Tampa Bay Times article in August of when Matt Gaetz stops at a Largo coffee shop.
Right.
Sarasota's Heather Huddleston had Trump 1 painted on her nails. St. Petersburg resident of a pro-Trump rapper.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, so now we know more about. So you Googled Heather Huddleston? Huddleston,
yeah. And one story from Matt Gaetz from a month ago comes up.
Good old Double H.
I wonder if she's got a Matt Gaetz gas mask as well. You know?
No, that's a sexual device.
Oh, that's true. Yes. That would be a sexual pedophilia device as well.
Yes, MJ.
Is that not it? Listen, this is not political. It's just ridiculous. It's just, it's like this lady sounds like she's off her rocker. All right. It's the MJ Morning Show. That's my opinion, by the way.
Wow.
It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. And like the President of the United States, Froggy has requested airtime.
All right, Hallie Jackson, thanks. We do have some breaking news on the President departing Walter Reed. We're going to pause now for a brief moment and let other stations around the country join us.
Yeah, this is an NBC News special report. I mean, that's what it's like. It's like the president, requesting time to address the nation, a prime time address. So Froggy doesn't come to me often, but Froggy says, "Hey, I need some time on the show."
Ooh, this better be good.
Yeah, I need some.
Usually I just spout my words, but this time I requested time.
So Froggy has requested time on the program. In fact, I had something else planned for the segment, which I've now cast aside because Froggy needs airtime, and Froggy won't tell me what the airtime is about.
Well.
So Froggy, go ahead. What do you want to say?
It's a very special moment last night.
I know what it is.
It was very rainy. As you know, it was raining last night. And
yeah, tell me about it. I didn't get to walk the dogs. Oh, my dogs were so pissed.
Will you let me address the nation?
I'm sorry. Froggy is addressing the nation.
Like I was saying, last night, 9:30 at night, I went outside and realized it was raining as I was taking out the recycling bin. What I saw surprised me. I saw my wife's lights were on in her car. Her car was running. So I thought to myself, oh my gosh, honey, your lights are on in your car. Turns out we don't know how to fix this.
No, the engine wasn't running.
Whatever was going on.
So the electronics were all on.
The electronics were running. Right. We didn't know what to do. We were confused and we were scared. I must say that.
Oh, you're scared and confused.
We didn't know who to call.
Hey, Roz, y'all scared and confused?
My wife decided to text MJ. Now, this is at 9:30 at night on a very rainy night.
Well, first of all, I think something must be noted here that Froggy, you barely know how a car operates. That's number one.
Oh, my gosh. You couldn't rely on me for anything.
Number two, did Froggy's wife rely on her husband that is a foot away from her for an automotive issue? The answer would be
no.
Exactly.
Listen, who would need not only me, but who would need AAA when you got MJ?
Oh, huh? Man. Who needs AAA when you've got MJ?
So it turns out my wife texted you to ask you.
She did.
How to do it because you know everything about BMWs.
It's MJ Roadside Assistance.
So MJ Roadside Assistance. I couldn't believe it. 9:45 at night.
Just available for BMWs.
My wife says MJ is on his way. And I go, what?
You went over the house at 9, 10 o'clock at night?
I go, what are you talking about? Yes. She goes, he's coming. He said he's on his way right now.
Kim had a rare glitch.
It was very surprising.
With her car, she had a rare glitch, and I knew how to fix it. And I couldn't give them instructions how to do it.
Well, I guess you couldn't have because I'm not a real man.
No, exactly. So Froggy, thanks for requesting this airtime. This is like...
So I just want to thank you for coming to my house last night, and you fixed it within like 15 minutes in the rain.
You know, this is like...
Shows up with his little toolbox. This, he's very cute.
This is like I'm being honored at some kind of a dinner.
If I had an award or a plaque, I'd give it to you.
I'm being awarded a plaque. Froggy, this usually you're busting on me. Usually,
no, well, you actually did something nice, and afterwards, me and Kim were like, "Wow, yeah, surprised."
Usually, you're kicking my butt on the show. You're criticizing me. You're making fun of my Instagram videos of me cooking in the kitchen, and
those are still terrible.
My Instagram live videos. All right, so yeah, here's the deal. And Kim texts me, "Hey, my car electronics, like the data screen, you know, the LCD, the big screen in the car, won't turn off."
She wasn't asking you to come fix it. She was asking you for advice.
Right. And she was afraid that her car might be dead in the morning if the electronics. So, yeah, Froggy, the car wasn't running. Just the lights inside the car.
Oh, what do I know?
They wouldn't turn off. And the screen was just remaining illuminated.
She's like, "Will you look at it?" And I just stare at it, and I'm like, pop the horn.
You know what you can do? I've had that happen with my car, and you can just lock the car with the keys outside the car, and that shuts everything off.
It wasn't that. A different issue. We tried everything.
It was just an electrical glitch, and it's happened to me before.
It's just a little glitch.
And I knew exactly how to fix it.
AAA MJ said it was just a normal computer glitch that happens. Yeah. You need to do a little reboot. You took out the battery, put it back in 15 minutes.
Well, that's what I did. I said, you just got to pull the battery cable, just shut all the power off to the car. It's like, folks, hitting the reset button or pulling the plug or turning something on and off, usually pulling the plug, that fixes like 99.5% of all electronics issues.
You know what? That is your superpower. You will tackle any technological problem. Because just the other day when my phone wasn't working, you got all into a panic. You stopped what you were doing and walked me through it. Well, you are not afraid of technology. Well, good for you.
Aren't you just a sweetheart to everybody, not just me?
What other make and models do you service, MJ? Because we can do this into like a little side hustle for you.
Seriously. Hey, it was 9:30 at night. I did go over to Froggy's house. It was a 14-minute drive in the rain. I brought my socket set.
You brought a little toolbox.
I brought my socket set. I went to the back of the vehicle. The battery's in the back of the vehicle.
He goes, "I got to get the battery." I go, "Okay, I'll pop the hood." He's like, "You're an idiot."
I said, "No, on this car, the battery's in the back."
Like, what do I know?
So I had to pop these clips out. I had to take this plastic piece out. There's the battery. And
asked me for some tools. I'm like, laughed at him.
Grabbed the socket set. I undid the positive terminal, pulled the positive off the battery. The car goes just dark. Just waited about 30 seconds, put it back on, tightened it back up, and boom, everything works normal. Just listen, a computer sometimes gets confused, and that's all it was.
I tried to tip you, but you left too quick.
So it was MJ Roadside Assistance in the rain, 9:30 last night.
Well, thank you.
I'm watching TV with Michelle, and I said, I got to go to Froggy and Kim's house and fix her car.
Duty calls.
Yeah, she loves her car, by the way.
Oh, yeah. She was very worried about it.
Just a little bit of it happens. You know, our TVs, computers, when something happens, you just pull the plug.
MJ.
That fixes like 90% of the issues.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Nicknames, I think, for the most part, are fairly endearing. Would you agree with that? Roxanne, do you have a nickname for your significant other for Dig Dug? We call him Dig Dug.
I'm so unoriginal. I just went with Dig Dug. Burden. Now I call him Dig Dug around the house.
Do you really?
No, absolutely not. Right. No, honey, sweetie, baby.
All right. So, Fester, do you have a nickname that you're called by Allison, your wife, or do you call her a nickname? Anything you can...
Yeah, I call her Schnookums.
No, you don't.
And she calls me Lardass.
Stop.
Oh, Lardass. I guess Schnookums.
Mm. Are you going to be in the pie-eating contest later on?
Boy, we have a pie-eating... Never mind.
Does she go, boom-ba-ba, boom-ba-ba? Yeah. Does she do that?
Yeah, she does.
When you walk in the house, she goes, boom-ba-ba. Koopa's looking at me like, what are you doing?
What's a boom-ba-ba?
When I throw the pie-eating contest down.
Coop, have you never seen the movie Stand By Me?
I think it's been on like the Lifetime channel when my mom was watching it.
Come on.
Lifetime.
That's a great movie, Stand By Me. All right, Froggy, do you have a nickname?
No, I don't do nicknames. For your wife, she has one for me.
You know what, folks? I want our listeners to fire up the phones here quickly. Listeners, MJ Morning Show listeners, please. Fire up the phone. Do you have a nickname for your significant other, or do they have a nickname for you? Is it a nice nickname? Is it a mean nickname? All right, fire up the phones right now. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. All right, what nickname does your husband or boyfriend or fiance call you? What do you call them? Just give me a couple of examples. So what nicknames do you use for each other, or you know the drill? 800-990-1047. I want to hear from listeners right now. Give me your nickname, all right? 800-990-1047. Let me grab Michelle. I've got Michelle standing by because this is all about my new nickname. Michelle, you started calling me this, last week?
What?
The new nickname?
Yes.
Your new nickname?
Yeah. Was this last week you started calling me this?
When you were making all of the decisions in the house? Everything.
All right. So Michelle thought I was sort of directing things.
Being an evil ruler.
That's kind of how he rolls, though. Is that really new?
I said, how about if we have pasta for dinner tonight? And then it turned into something else, and I suggested something else. And she's like, well, you're certainly calling all the shots all of a sudden. And then she says to me, she says, your new nickname is...
Dick Potter.
I get it. Yeah, that's a good play on words,
so,
Michelle.
You know, of course, get it. My radio name is MJ, but my real name is Todd Schnitt. All right? So my real name is Todd. So now she's calling me, Michelle, how did you come up with that? I'm a dictator, not a dictator.
Because every decision is yours. Let's make every decision in the house. If I say, you know, oh, we're going to have, let's have something for dinner. Nope. We're having ramen. Let's have something. Let's have lunch at whatever time. No. We're going to do it. You like make every decision or whatever suggestion I make. Nope.
That is
dictator overrules.
That is,
when it comes to recycling, it's green dictator.
Right.
Oh my God.
The
dictator is the most perfect name for him in so many ways.
I'm a dictator. Will you stop it, Fester? Knock it off.
First of all,
I just did roadside assistance at Froggy's house.
I don't agree with any of this.
I did roadside assistance at Froggy's joint at 9:30 last night.
Notice I'm not saying anything about the dictator.
Yeah, I'm going off your 25-year book of business that I've known you in.
So... after 27 years of marriage and knowing her for 7 years prior to that, now my new name is Dick Totter. So anytime I suggest something, hey, Michelle, come on and watch the news with me. She's like, okay, Dick Totter.
I'm sorry if it just occurred to me that you're a Dick Totter.
Hey, Michelle, can you grab the dog kibble? Okay, Dick Totter. So I'm a Dick Totter all of a sudden. Not dictator, I'm Dick Totter.
Mm-hmm. There's so many uses for that name. My gosh, Michelle, it's genius.
It's just wrong, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. Goodbye.
I don't like it.
What are we doing when you get home?
Ew!
We're working out?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, see, look, now you're the Dick Totter.
Is that what you call it?
No. But you'll change the schedule, believe me.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You guys do it after the show?
No, she's got a workout plan for us. Oh. Erica's in Tampa. Erica, nickname, please?
Monkey. I call my husband Monkey.
Wow.
He has long arms, so if I need something up high, as long as you say it, sweet. Monkey, could you reach that for me?
Muckle dragger.
Long arms, huh?
Hey, thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Robert is in Lutz. Hello, Robert. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning. I call my wife Stinky, and she calls me Thumper.
Stinky and Thumper?
You guys are weird.
Stinky and Thumper.
Oh, my God. Thanks for the call. Let me grab, D? D in Reddington Beach. Hello, D.
Good morning.
Hello, D. What's the nickname?
I call him Sexy, and it works great in a crowd of people, because when I yell out, hey, Sexy, every guy turns around to see who I'm talking to.
That's awesome. Thank you. Tammy's in Lakeland. Tammy, give me the nickname, please.
I call my husband Big Daddy, and he calls me Sugar Britches.
Sugar Britches?
Yes, Sugar Britches.
Yes. Hold on. Sugar Britches or Sugar Riches?
Britches, like your pants.
Yeah,
britches.
It's not the pants he's talking about.
Riches.
All right, let me grab one more here. How about Nick in St. Pete? Nick, give me the nickname, please.
Horny Hindu.
horny Hindu. Wait, hold on. Is that you or your
what?
That's what my wife calls me.
The horny Hindu?
Are you in fact Hindu, correct, sir?
We actually named our sleep number bed. I don't know if you've seen it before, but you actually have to name your bed in a sleep number.
Right.
We named it the horny Hindu.
Thanks.
Oh, God.
Nicknames here on the MJ Morning Show. All right. Update on the Brian Landry hunt and the Bigfoot thing was a wild goose chase. Hang on. We'll get to it next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Standby. Also, Nancy Grace. How's she factoring into this? We'll explain it all coming up on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ and the crew here. You got the MJ Morning Show on Q105. We'll send Fester down to the parking lot with zero res. They're going to clean his carpets in his car. The stains, which are disgusting in his car, zero res is going to remove them. And that'll happen in just a bit. Fester, hang out with us before you go down. And let's just spend a moment here with the latest on the Brian Laundrie case. And again, what, if any person is spotted walking somewhere, ooh, that could be Brian Laundrie, people are going to call what, the police, call 911? You saw what happened up in Okaloosa County. Okaloosa County is up in the western part of the Florida Panhandle. We're talking so far away, it's the central time zone, okay? All right, Okaloosa County, it's about what?
Almost to Pensacola.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, at the edge of Pensacola, Okaloosa County. It's, Fester, what, about 450, 500 miles away from down in Northport where Brian Laundrie's missing?
Yeah, it's a long trip.
A six-day walk.
So, six-day walk.
A citizen.
A six-day nonstop walk.
Exactly. A citizen in Baker, in Okaloosa County, Baker, Florida, he posted a surveillance camera picture. You know those deer cameras? Some people call them Bigfoot cameras. You've got those wildlife cameras that people like hide in the woods behind their house and they get triggered with motion and it'll snap pictures or video. So this guy has a wildlife camera and he posts a picture on Facebook of just some guy with a backpack and it's like a grainy photo and it's like, ooh, this could be, Brian Laundrie. So this guy posts this on Facebook, and then suddenly phones start ringing at the county sheriff's office. This turns out into like a full investigation. So now anybody walking, you know, you see a guy walking on the side of the road. Ooh, I think that's Brian Laundrie. Let me call 911.
Especially if you have a knapsack or
that's
a backpack.
Right. Yeah, you got a knapsack, backpack, whatever. Yeah, of course. Hang on a minute. 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, I'm in Publix. I'm in aisle 5. I'm next to the canned vegetables, and there's a guy, and he's kind of bald. It could be Brian Laundrie. You know, that's what's going on. I mean, there were like Brian Laundrie sightings. There was a sighting in Mobile, Alabama, too.
Okay, there's going to be sightings everywhere.
In like a Walmart parking lot, somebody called up and said that they thought they saw Brian Laundrie.
Every bald 20-something-year-old honky is looking like Brian Laundrie. I mean, there's tens of thousands of this guy driving everywhere, MJ. They're going to get all kinds of false reports.
All right, so the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, they said they were checking it out, and finally they said, no, there's nothing to the image captured on the deer or the Bigfoot camera. It's not Brian Laundrie, yes, in Okaloosa County.
It's so actually Drew Dry Cleaning.
I like that, Fess.
When are we going to make laundry jokes? I mean, come on, the guy's the dumbest name ever. Laundry.
Well, it's dirty laundry. And of course, the confirmation came yesterday. The coroner out in Wyoming did confirm what, you know, we already knew, that it was Gabby Petito. What a sad, awful, terrible, awful story. Yes,
his mother, Mary Mopbucket.
And the coroner's name was Terry Tide.
What?
That's awful. That's not a funny laundry joke.
I'm just going to turn both of your mics off. It's just going to be the
MJ. Tide's a detergent.
It's going to be the MJ and Roxanne show.
Soon enough.
All right, good luck with that.
Folks, here's the other situation. So the New York Post got pictures from inside the house. We have pictures. They're from inside the house.
Creepy.
So they have they published pictures on the New York Post website last night, and they've got an image of Brian Laundrie's room. Now, the photo is from apparently 2017 when the house was listed for sale. And inside Brian's bedroom, a disturbing poster of dark figures with hammers and spheres violently attacking other figures.
What? Is that like a band?
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell it is.
Slipknot or something?
Then there are also action figures on a two-case bookshelf.
That's cute.
Then there is a gun propped up next to the shelves over his bed. There's a Darth Vader mask and Watchmen books.
Oh, what a baby.
I gotta be honest. This bedroom looks like it belongs to a 12-year-old.
He's a little child. Toys.
That's what it looks like.
He's got a little keyboard over here.
Does he have a little basketball rim up for him to shoot hoops?
No, seriously, this bedroom looks like it belongs to a 13-year-old.
And my fish tank is over here to the left where I keep my goldie fish.
So, again, the manhunt continues for Brian Laundrie. I got an email from Dawn. Dawn wrote, "Hi, MJ, two things I wanted to point out. I haven't watched Nancy Grace in years, but I guess on her show this week, she said, and a lot of people are starting to believe what she said, other than Brian's family, no one can say actually where Brian has been or laid eyes on him since coming back. I guess she says she doesn't believe he ever came back to Florida. I sure don't believe he's in the Carlton Reserve after getting a three-day head start. The whole car thing at the park is bizarre. The parents took his car and dropped it off for him. Is that true? Well, how did he get there in the first place? Then the parents picked up the car when he didn't come back. Another thing I saw, I have not heard you mention, the couple that had the van on their GoPro, they were driving by and picked up the white van on video parked on the left on the video on YouTube. I could not see it. It was not wide enough, but once they slowed down and look to the left, it is clear you see a figure off in the distance, not too far from the van. It was a person, and they looked like they were digging. Oh, man, really? And once they heard the van or the other vehicle, looked like that they were, maybe trying to get away. I didn't see that on the video. Someone digging?
That's pretty incriminating.
Yeah, those are the other travelers that spotted the van. Remember the story that came out? Hey, is Nancy Grace like? She's all over this case. Where is she? What is she on these days? What TV channel do we know?
She went into hibernation after the Casey Anthony stuff. I haven't heard anything about
her.
You
mean Tot Mom?
Yes, Tot Mom.
Yeah. I got my Lego hair replaced.
Does have Lego hair. You work for it.
Yes, I do.
Just snaps right on.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
The MJ Morning crew here. And Michelle wants to poke in quickly. We'll go to Fester Live down in the parking lot. But one other thing on the missing Brian Laundrie situation. Michelle, what was that? I just read an email, and a woman said that Nancy Grace was questioning whether he even came back to Florida ever. And Michelle, by the way, Michelle has like, how many feeds are you following? Michelle's like totally invested in this story, and you're fighting stuff that it's like, wow.
If you just go on Twitter and you put in search laundry, like, everybody has a theory. You have to just kind of read through it. And so, throughout the day, I pop in to see, like, hey, has something new come up? And so there was a report that, because I thought the same thing. Maybe he never did return. Maybe he went away right away after he got back. Who knows? Because he did bring that van back, apparently.
Yep.
But the neighbor had a reaction to his being, to Gabby's finding, obviously, and his continued disappearance. And the neighbor said how odd it was, or she was like, her reaction was just, I think, like, horrified, because when she did see him in between, he did come home, he rode bikes with his mother, and he mowed the lawn.
Alright, so we have a neighbor that obviously knows who he is, claiming that, yes, he was spotted, he was back.
Right.
You know, also, you sent me another, this is a tweet, I didn't know, they both worked at Publix.
Yes.
So they worked at Publix prior to the road trip. So that's also, I didn't know that they both worked at Publix. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Dick Totter.
Dick Totter. my lovely wife, Michelle. Fester is out in the parking lot right here at the Beasley Broadcast Complex here in beautiful St. Petersburg. And folks, if you remember some months ago, we talked about Fester's carpet in his car, because Fester's given me several rides to work when I needed to get picked up because of a car issue or whatever. Michelle needed the car service, whatever. So Fester's picked me up on a couple of occasions, and I was just horrified. Horrified, I said, at the stains in Fester's 2004 Lincoln Town Car. The stains are unbelievably prevalent, and I snuck photos. I took pictures of all the stains in Fester's car, and we posted them up on our website at mjmorningshow.com a couple of months ago. And I had Coop, our producer, dig the photos back up. And if you go to mjmorningshow.com, you can see an example of the stains from Fester's car. And they are horrific. It's whatever stains you think that could be bad, trust me, it's worse. And Fester, since I took those pictures, how many new stains are there?
I mean, 20?
you know what? You know what I think of when I think of these stains, Fester?
My car, yeah, I have a big full cup of coffee. I hit a curb, half the coffee goes on the carpet, no big deal. I keep rolling. You know, I mean, this is a cigar-friendly car.
Yeah, it's so, a cigar-burned car, too. He's got yeah. Cigar burns in the seat, in the A-pillar, in the roof liner, everything.
Your stains are so interesting. You can turn it into a positive. You know how people, like, read fortune tellers, read tea leaves? When you have people riding in your car, you can tell their future. Pick a stain, and I'll tell you what it means about your future.
Roxanne, get this. Nobody rides in my car but MJ. This car is solely a Fester drive-to-work smoke cigar.
And the occasional day where I need a ride, I ride in Fester's 2004 Lincoln Town Car. I feel like I'm being driven to the airport by a car service circa 2005.
I drove it for a day.
The 2004 Lincoln Town Car is the finest car Detroit made in all of the 2000s.
All right, so Fester, we have zero res out there right now. And zero res, they recently cleaned the carpets in your house. And now, folks, zero res is going to remove the stains from Fester's 2004 Lincoln Town Car. Tell me what's going on out in the parking lot.
All right, so we haven't started yet, but I have Anthony out here from Zero Res. They have the whole van. He has about 50 feet of blue hose wrapped around my car right now. He's going to suck every stain out of this car with his system here, man. It's going to be incredible.
Is he ready to do it all
like
day?
A new car on the inside.
Say it again, Froggy. Go ahead.
I say, is he ready to do it all day? It sounds like it's going to be a 9-hour job.
Okay, it's not going to be a 9-hour job. It's probably going to be like a 6.5-hour job.
I mean, there's so many stains.
Anthony from Zero Res, he's the guy out here. He's going to do it.
The question is, will Brian Laundry be found before the stains are? Listen, I have full confidence. Fester, speaking of Zero Res, and is the project commencing right now?
Well, I got to hang up with you, and then it will commence, because then I videotape it on my phone so I can scoop so we can have that whole thing.
All right, hang on. Let me hit the starter's pistol. On your mark, get set, and... All right, that was a starter's machine gun. All right, go! Start.
Doesn't quite have the same effect.
All right, goodbye. All right, Fester, he's now videoing.
Those bullets are going to come down at some time.
What goes up must come down.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show at Q105 and the fabulous Tina Turner, 8:56. And we'll check in with Fester here momentarily. Roxanne, when was the last time that you were on a cruise? I'm not talking about one of your booze cruises around Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. I'm always on the booze cruises around Tampa Bay. That's where you'll find me. The last time I was on a real cruise was, when I went to Tunisia.
You went to Tunisia on a cruise. Yeah,
that was in 2010.
Yeah, I love the Tunisian market.
Yeah, you know, when I think of cruising, I think of Tunisia.
Tunisia sounds terrible.
Exactly. Hey, Festa, what was the last time you were on a cruise?
The MJ and BJ Morning Show cruise to Cancun.
That terrible...
That was back in 1998, I think.
That boat was a turd.
I'd love to go on a cruise, but I haven't been on a cruise in... I don't think about cruises.
We were on the worst, dingiest, rundown Carnival cruise ship ever. It was the Carnival cruise ship trash can. I think that was the name of the
the SS trash.
It was the Carnival diarrhea.
Listen, Carnival has some beautiful cruise ships,
of course.
But what's the deal? They can't bring like their really super duper ships into the Port of Tampa. Is it because of the height of the Skyway? Is that a thing?
I have no idea. I'm really not into the cruising circuit.
No, we did a Disney cruise a couple years ago, and it was a big ship, and it went under there.
I thought that there were some ships that were just not able to fit under the Skyway to get out of Tampa Bay into the Gulf of Mexico.
There was a ship that couldn't avoid the Skyway in the 70s.
Yeah, I know that story. Uh-huh. All right, here's the deal. By the way, Fester's in the parking lot. We'll check in on the progress of the carpet cleaning in just a matter of minutes. But the reason why I'm bringing up cruise ships right now, and we've been on a couple of cruises. We're not cruisers per se, but we did two Holland America cruises. Michelle and I and the kids, we did the Alaska, you know, the Inner Passage cruise. That was great. And then we did a 10-day Holland America Mediterranean cruise, like Germany and St. Petersburg, Russia and Estonia, and then like Finland and Norway. I mean, it was great. Sweden, it was a great cruise. But that's like the last time we were on a cruise, maybe 10 years ago. So it's been a while. But the deal with cruise ships, and it's been like this for a while, they are constantly trying to come up with concepts to outdo everybody. All these accoutrements on these cruise ships. I saw there's a roller coaster.
Yeah, crazy.
There's a roller coaster on a cruise ship now. You've got go-kart tracks.
That's cool.
So the latest here is the Virgin ship. Virgin Voyages. Yep, Richard Branson with his fake space trip. He's got real cruise ships. And next month in October, Virgin's brand new cruise ship is called the Scarlet Lady. And it's going to set sail from Miami. Can you believe what they have on this cruise ship? All right, first of all, they have a boxing ring. I know there are rock climbing walls. That's like 10 years ago, right? The rock climbing walls. But they've got a boxing ring.
Well, they'll put on fights. I would go see a fight on a cruise. Hell yeah.
They've got a boxing ring on this thing. But that's not why I'm doing the story here. Apparently, the new Virgin Voyages cruise ship, the Scarlet Lady, is the first cruise ship on Earth to have...
A dentist's office?
No, but
I know.
That's great.
I don't want to go on a cruise and get a root canal. That sounds awful.
So when I was making the noise, I said, you know what? This sounds like it could be a dentist. No, a tattoo parlor.
Where else? I mean, that gives you something to do. You have too many drinks on the cruise, and it's right there. Perfect.
Hey, I'm getting a tramp stamp. I got all liquored up. All the, you know, if you buy the package with all the alcohol you can drink, and you're all hammered, then you stumble on down to the tattoo parlor, and you get some kind of Mike Tyson face tattoo, like out of
Hangover.
The Hangover movies.
Can you put maybe on my lower back, love in Tunisian, please? That'd be great.
Oh, my God. A tattoo parlor on the cruise ship now.
I mean, it's kind of hip.
That's going to be busy as hell. I bet you every night where people get sauced up, that's going to be loaded, man. They're going to need two tattoo parlors.
Oh, my God. So there's a first thing for everything. Yeah, cool.
So what happens if there's, like, bad weather and the boat's swaying and you're getting a tattoo?
It's like an airplane where the lady's trying to put on her makeup in the movie Airplane. It's all over her face. All right. So book your tattoo session now on a cruise ship.
Pretty cool.
Yes. What's next, though? I mean, all these cruise...
They've done it all.
But all these cruise companies are trying to outdo each other.
Bounce houses.
I know they've had shooting... Bounce over the edge. I've seen they've had skeet shooting off of the boats before. That's pretty weird.
You know what? Open heart surgery. They ought to just... you ought to book your next major medical procedure on a cruise ship. What do you think?
Well, the dental work is an idea.
Yes. Sex change operations on the cruise ship.
Cut my wiener off.
The colonoscopy cruise.
And then you can catch...
That's too far, Fester.
They're going to do La Caja Fall also. That's going to be the show as well. All right, Fester, how's the carpet cleaning coming along?
Okay, it's going really well. It's going... Stains that have been there for years.
Well, probably since even before you owned the car.
I mean, seriously.
Since you stole this thing from like an 87-year-old guy in Sun City.
It was an old lady named Margaret. Margaret was her name.
Fester got this 2004 Lincoln Town Car from an old lady named Margaret. And where did Margaret live and how old was she?
Okay, she was in Sun City.
Sun City.
She was in the back half of her 80s.
Right. All right, so the carpet cleaning is going well. I mean, stains are coming out.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Hey, put the phone right next to the device. Let me hear it.
All right, hold on. Let me get this guy.
We want to hear the suck power.
Yeah, I want to hear the suction. Oh, listen to that. Look at that. Look, the stains are getting sucked out right now.
Can they suck the water out of your taillight?
That is absolute super suck power.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. If you're just tuning in, you're like, what is MJ talking about? Last segment, this new Virgin Cruises ship, the Scarlet Lady. The first cruise ship in the world with a tattoo parlor on board. And, you know, a lot of elderly folks like the cruise. And, you know, grandma, she's 87 years old, and she comes back with a big old tramp stamp on her back.
Yeah.
And, you know.
The body piercing shop is right next to the tattoo parlor, so that makes it easy.
You know, I wonder if they do body piercings at the tattoo parlor. That would make sense, because most tattoo parlors... Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty much all tattoo parlors do body piercing, too, right?
That's where I got my one body piercing.
What?
The tattoo parlor.
What kind of body?
I told you guys about that.
Your
I have
butt?
My belly button pierced.
Oh, really?
And then I wore my belly button ring as long as I possibly could during pregnancy, and you really start to look pretty trashy with a belly button ring in.
And then it expanded and went.
You still wear that thing?
And then it snapped and flew out and it hit Doug in the eye, and that's why Dig Doug has a glass eye now.
And that patch.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool.
he's got the eye patch on. Like that congressman out of Texas. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. And the funeral home story out of North Carolina, this made quite a buzz over the last couple of days. There was a truck that circled around the Carolina Panthers Stadium on Sunday. And you know those advertising trucks where they've got, you know, billboards essentially on both sides in the back. And it's an advertising truck. Mm-hmm. We have them running around the Tampa Bay area. And on this billboard truck, it said in huge white letters on a black background, "Don't get vaccinated."
Okay.
"Don't get vaccinated." And then below it had the logo for the Wilmore Funeral Home. Don't get vaccinated.
Okay, I get it.
Wilmore Funeral Home. So, you know, the premise
get your
here
attention,
is...
attention, and yes, we want your business.
Yeah, don't get vaccinated. You might die.
And that's silly.
Then you come see us at the Wilmore Funeral Home. Well, the truck was driving around. It turns out that there is no Wilmore Funeral Home. This was a stunt from an ad agency in Charlotte, North Carolina, in conjunction with a healthcare company to get people vaccinated. So... When you go to the website, when you go to Wilmore, Roxanne, go to this right now. Go to Wilmore, W-I-L-M-O-R-E. Go to WilmoreFuneralHome.com. Let me know when you're there.
I'm here.
So they're using reverse psychology on us?
Yeah, exactly. So read what the website says.
So it's a blank page. It just says Wilmore, except for Wilmore Funeral Home. And then it says, get vaccinated now. If not, see you soon.
Yeah. If not, see you soon.
Should I click on it?
And then there's a little rollover.
Yeah.
Where what does it say in the rollover box?
In the box, it says, get vaccinated now.
Right.
So I'm going to click on it.
I click on that. And then that takes you to
StarMed.care. The vaccine site.
It takes you to StarMed, which is, a medical facility in Charlotte. You know, one of those, like a private medical facility. And they're doing vaccinations. So this is just like an attention
scare
getter.
Tactic.
Yeah, like an attention getter from the Wilmore Funeral. Very clever. And it was the brainchild of this Boone and Oakley advertising agency in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Boone and Oakley, man. They're so good.
Yeah. Say it again.
Boone and Oakley are so good.
Yeah.
I love their glasses.
You have some Oakley sunglasses?
It is a pretty cool concept, actually, if you think about it.
I love their wine. Isn't there Boone? Oh, no, that's Boone Farm.
Boone Farm. I got Boone Farm cheap wine, and I got froggy pimping Oakley glasses
that's
over
right.
there.
Right.
All right. Elon Musk says, yep, we had a problem. Elon Musk, you know, the space ride with the four civilians up to, 3 days of orbiting?
This isn't a real problem. Are they okay?
No. They came back to Earth.
Oh, thank God.
Holy, you didn't know they came back?
No idea.
They splashed down was it over the weekend they splashed down?
Yeah, it seemed like such a quick trip.
Yeah, God they did. I thought it was a couple weeks they're going to be up there.
No. They were up for 3 days, civilians. The problem was this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought it shot out.
Just hold on. That's the teaser. That was the problem.
Oh, no.
We'll explain the Elon Musk problem next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Fester back up in the studio. And Zero Res, they have completed the car cleaning.
Oh, yes, they have.
Fester's ridiculously stained carpet in his 2004 Lincoln Town Car has been restored. It looks like what? Showroom fresh again? It's like you just drove it off the showroom floor at a Lincoln Mercury dealer. The fall of 2003?
Listen, it looks fantastic. It really does. I'm really impressed. Zero Res did a great job.
All right, we will get the before and after pictures up. But again, I made a big deal out of all the horrific stains in Fester's car. We even started a game show called Name That Stain.
Yeah,
Name That Stain.
Did we ever have a sound effect made?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think we had like, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Name That Stained.
So, you're just going to have to work on new stains.
Yeah, Zero Res, thank you for coming out. And again, for your carpets, folks, it's Zero Res. The website is ZeroResTampaBay.com, ZeroRez, TampaBay.com. Again, for all your carpet cleaning, they did Fester's house. Now they've done Fester's ride.
Hey, I see you, Zero Res. I'm going to start getting into the cranberry juice game. Next time, we're going to step it up a bit.
Cranberry juice on white carpet.
You should let him do your back.
You know, the whole two-pack of Welch's grape juice from Costco, you know?
I'll ride around with you with one of my green shakes, green smoothies.
Just spill it everywhere.
Fester, did it look like it would hurt if you used that thing on your back?
All right, Roxanne, first of all, your green shakes are the most disgusting things I've ever seen. It's like drinking slime.
Yeah, but it's so good for you.
Oh, it's good for your insides. All right, you got the MJ Morning Show at Q105. So the Elon Musk problem, the audio daily double. Well, I think you can figure it out. One of the huge problems on Elon Musk's space voyage, you know, the four amateurs that went up last week, one of the big complaints when they came back was... you know what? I don't think... I don't know if these are the correct toilets, Coop. That's a little better.
No, we need like space an toilet? Airplane toilet, just a suction toilet.
Hold on. He has it. Okay, hang on a minute. Coop has an airplane toilet. Go ahead and hit it.
Oh, my gosh. That thing will suck a midget down.
That will, Dave. you want to know where Dave the Dwarf is? He last was seen on an American Airlines flight.
No, right. Don't put me in the toilet,
that's
please.
That's why he carries a pooping bat.
Dave the Dwarf was last seen on an American Airlines flight from Tampa to Vegas, and he hasn't been seen since.
That's awful.
It's all covered with blue stuff now. So that was the big complaint. The four civilians, the amateurs that came down from space, the first thing they told Elon Musk was, you got to upgrade the toilets.
What's the matter with the toilet?
Well, I guess they didn't work very well or... I think there was stuff floating all over.
We can just use our imaginations.
Duty!
Duty floating around.
Anyway, apparently also there was like full visibility. This is weird. The bathroom on the space capsule that they went up, located in the ceiling, and featured an all-glass dome giving users a 360-degree view. But was there privacy? I don't know. I guess maybe aliens could look
aliens
in.
Aliens like, hey. That guy's got a little peener.
Hey,
there's two moons. There's two moons.
They all got to know each other really well on that trip.
I'm guessing that there were some like disposal problems. That was like the number one complaint from the people that came down is, hey, Elon, fix the turlets.
If that's the number one complaint, they're doing okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know what? I've got a couple of Hollywood stories we're going to get to here. I'll tell you what. Let's do our final segment next. And I got a couple of Sopranos movie items that I want to get to next. And I don't understand this. David Chase, the creator and the producer of the new Sopranos movie, the prequel, he picked the final song from the final episode for a reason.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. You know, in the Brian Laundrie matter, I was cruising the New York Post website, and the New York Post has had a lot of reporting on this because, of course, Gabby Petito's parents are from Long Island. So, yeah, this is a huge national story, but New York media is all over this. Here in Florida, we're all over the story because... you know, Laundrie is from down here. Laundrie's parents are down in Northport, and they live together down here. Now, New York Post is saying that Laundrie reportedly shared cryptic messages on social media, including one last month that read, "Don't try to find me. I have finally escaped my master's wicked clutches." What the hell does that mean?
Oh, no. Ooh.
This guy's not right. He's going to be found dead.
All right, so how much longer? I mean, is this going to be a mystery? What if, let's say he was in that Carlton reserve. Is there any chance, you know, that an alligator ate him? I mean, if that's the case, he may never be found.
Oh, that alligator would be a hero, though.
Yeah.
Give him a medal of honor.
But, you know, again, I believe the coroner, they know what the cause of death was. I just don't think they're releasing it yet. All right, MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Got a couple of movie things I want to discuss. First of all, I have a question for Roxanne. And guys, Fester Froggy, you guys can weigh in as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, Michelle and I, we've been on the Bondathon. Michelle just...
is that still going?
Oh, yeah. Michelle got a wild hair to, you know, she wanted to see every James Bond movie. And you know what? Surprisingly, I've only seen maybe a little less than half of the Bond movies.
When you say Bondathon, it sounds like bondage movies.
How many of these movies are actually good?
You know, they're all good. You know, I've actually enjoyed virtually all of them.
Wait till you get to Tom Cruise.
So... Tom Cruise is not in James Bond.
Wait, what is he in?
Mission Impossible.
Oh, what's the difference?
Well, one guy's British.
One guy's a Scientologist.
Same movie.
All right. One guy jumps up and down on a couch. All right, so the James Bond, I thought, Michelle got this wild thing. She wanted to see all the Bond movies. And she bought the DVD set, a 24 Blu-ray DVD set.
I can't believe there are that many of them.
24 movies for like $76. I mean, it was really a good, and the copies, the digital DVDs, the Blu-rays are phenomenal. The quality of the audio and the film transfers are amazing. The reason why I'm bringing up James Bond and our Bond-a-thon is because Daniel Craig, the current James Bond, Daniel Craig says that James Bond should never be a woman.
Daniel!
Ooh. Yeah,
wow. Daniel? Jamie Bond?
Well, the first thing that
it would be Jane Bond.
Or Jane, yeah.
Jane would be the obvious one. Jane Bond. Jane. Hey, say it. Say it, Jane.
Jane Bond.
No, so you got to say Bond.
Bond.
Yeah, do it how they do it.
I'm Bond. Jane Bond.
There you go.
How about Bruce Bond, a gay one?
So, here's the thing. My sister.
I'm Bruce Bond.
Why don't we stop it?
Bond's my last name.
Yes.
This reminds me of the time that my sister went. She's great with horses, and she was going to work with Renegade, the mascot for the FSU horse, right? And they told her she would never be able to be the Seminole Indian chief, Chief Osceola, because she's a woman.
Right,
and
Osceola. That
bothered me. I thought, you know, why limit her? Okay.
So your sister's a horse trainer? Or?
Yeah. Yes, wow. She's very talented.
Is she having trouble getting ivermectin? The horse dewormer?
Does she know Seabiscuit?
I mean, is it?
Bruce Bond wants to know.
Stop it, Bruce. Stop.
But here's my point. My point is, while I'm very pro women doing whatever they want to, but I wanted my sister to be Chief Osceola, and that didn't happen because it goes against the Seminole wishes. I think James Bond staying as a man, I think it's fine. You know, the movies are a little bit inherently misogynistic, but that's because it's like they're period pieces almost.
You know what? You go back and look at the old movies. It is so misogynistic. It is so sexist and misogynistic. Yeah. Slapping women on the. I mean, it's really.
Now, the women are usually feisty, but.
When you look at the old Bond movies, there is a shitload of misogyny. All right.
You want to see feisty, you should see the new Bruce Bond movie.
My name's Bond, Bruce Bond.
All right, so a couple of things before we get out of here. Sopranos.
It's hysterical.
So David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, and he's getting all pumped up. First of all, you know he's pissed? He's ticked. He said he would have never made The Sopranos prequel, which will be coming out October 1st. So the brand, I can't wait for this thing.
I'm nervous. It's going to be bad.
The Many Saints of Newark. I can't wait for this thing. It's October 1st, and it hits HBO Max streaming as well as theaters on October 1st. It's a Friday. And David Chase has said that if he knew this thing was going to go to streaming, that he wouldn't have made the movie. How about that? Mm-hmm. And then finally, the other thing, he said that he chose this for the final song. He said that he had Tony Soprano play this on the jukebox in the Jersey diner, in the restaurant, because of one reason. Why did he choose Journey's... Don't stop believing. He said he chose it because the crew hated it.
Oh, that's a great song. It was so perfect.
He mentioned it on the set. Hey, I'm thinking they want to move. I want to play this song at the end.
No, don't play that.
He mentioned three songs. One was Don't Stop Believing. One he couldn't remember. And the other one was...
Eye of the Tiger.
No, the other one was Al Green's Love and Happiness. And he said that the crew said, no, do not use... Don't Stop Believing. And that's what he said. That's it.
Perfect.
That's what he said. Oop, that's the one. That's the one I'm going to end the movie with, or the series with. And well, that was it. All right. Speak now, forever hold your peace. Anything else before we get out of here today?
In complete hindsight, David Chase should have used Apache.
You think so?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, this is not a Jardians commercial, folks. Have a great. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Website's loaded, mjmorningshow.com. And it is the MJ Morning Show on Q105. And for God's sake, let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.